to the young man who cried out, "What were you thinking?" when I backed into his car. I was thinking, no, no, oh no, not one more thing. I was thinking my mother, who sat rigid in the passenger seat, crying, "How terrible!" as if we had hit a child, not your front bumper, would drive me mad. And then there would be two of us mad, mother and daughter, and things would be easier. They said things would be easier once she went to the other side into complete, total madness. I was thinking how young you looked, how impossibly young, and trying to remember myself young, my body, my voice, almost another person. And I wanted to weep for all I had let come and go so casually, lovers, cities, flowers. And then I was thinking, you little shit, for the way you stood outside my window with your superior air, as if I were a stupid old woman with a stupid old woman beside her, stood shouting, "What were you thinking?" as if I were incapable of thought, as I nearly was, exhausted as I'd become tending my mother, whom I had just taken to the third doctor in so many days, and you shouting your rhetorical question, then asking to see my license, your license, slowly, as if I would not understand the word, and the lover who made me feel as if I never knew anything appeared then, stepped right into your body, saying, "What were you thinking?" after I had told him, sobbed to him, that I thought we would, and then my mother began to cry, as if she had stepped into my body only years before, or was it after, and suddenly I saw the whole human drama writ plain, a phrase I felt I had never understood until then, an October afternoon in Berkeley, California, warm, warm, two vehicles stopped in heavy traffic on campus, a woman deciding to make way for a car trying to cross gaily, act of random kindness she thought might bring her luck, then immediately, right before impact, knew would be bad luck if it came, being so impure in its motive, and then the unraveling of the beautiful afternoon into anger and distress that would pass unnoticed by most of the world, would soon be forgotten by those witnessing the event, and eventually those experiencing it, while the sun went on lowering itself toward the bay, and ginkgo trees shook their gold leaves loose, until a co-ed, on the way home from class, unaware a car had backed into another car, unaware of traffic, stopped to watch the shower of ginkgo, thought of Zeus descending on the sleeping Danae in a shower of gold, and smiled over all her own lover would do in the bright, timeless stasis before traffic